Greetings. I had a blessed time yesterday ministering at Everyone's Church in Mount Vernon, Washington. God is blessing those who seek His presence, His promise, and His purpose in their world. We are at the close of another year, but we are continuing forward in our destiny in Christ. We are about to enter into another season, and God is leading us in a journey that grows in the continuity of His grace working in our lives. Overcoming the power of the flesh is not a discipline of the flesh. The discipline of the flesh is merely the control of something that remains alive in our lives. Only a life led by the Spirit of God can grant us the victory over the power of the flesh. Grace empowers us to live according to God's Spirit. Thus, it puts to death the deeds of the flesh. God's grace is the power of God's Spirit working in our lives. Romans 8:12-14. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. God's grace enables us to live as sons of God, male and female, for in Christ all are sons of God. Galatians 3:26-27. Grace empowers us to be led by the Spirit of God. This is not merely instructions as to how to live, what to think, or what to do. Being led by the Spirit is to be led by a different desire, a different wisdom, a different understanding, a different counsel, a different might, a different knowledge, and a different awe of purpose, a fear of the Lord. This is the testimony of the sevenfold Holy Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of knowing, and the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. Isaiah 11:2. Grace enables us to know God as our Father, Spirit to Spirit. Grace empowers us to endure and to overcome all things as sons of God. Romans 8:15-17. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. The opposite of fear is love. Perfect love casts out all fear. Being led by the Spirit of God is being led by God's love. Being led by the Spirit is a matter of intimacy with God. It's not a matter of power. It's a liberty that comes by the Spirit of God working in our hearts. Sonship is empowered by grace. It is empowered by our spirits being one with Holy Spirit. Romans 8:18-22. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of Him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. God is the one who subjected the earth to futility as a consequence of man's disobedience at the fall. Man chose an outside-in administration when he chose knowledge over intimacy and trust with God. God's desire has always been to restore the intimacy and trust that was lost by man at the fall. His subjection of the earth to futility put a demand for a supernatural transformation in the hearts of men and women to become sons and daughters of God. Man was created to live by the Spirit and not the flesh. God's plan was to restore the truth of the Spirit to mankind. God's grace enables us to be led by God as sons and daughters who grow in knowing God intimately and trusting Him to transform our lives to be givers of life to our world. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.